Okay, so in this video, I'm gonna show you how to copy and paste articles from your WordPress blog onto your Medium profile and then credit them back to your original blog, right? So this is gonna be a very useful strategy, one for people who are just getting onto Medium, but you have articles that you have previously written on other websites or on your blog, and this is gonna help you literally create passive income. Because you've created those articles already, and the only thing you need to do is copy and paste them over onto Medium so that you can get paid, right? And for those of you who don't have a large library of content, this is also gonna be a good strategy for you because, as I'll explain, you wanna have your blog as your home base to store all of your content. Then you can publish it onto Medium and get traffic, but then you can also get credit back to your original blog via SEO, which is what I'm going to talk about here in a second. So, first thing you want to do, go to your posts. You can go to all your posts here, and then you could choose a published post. So, you go here, you click your blog post, you go into edit. So the only thing I do here is I just hit select all and then I hit copy. And then I make sure to link back to my own blog within WordPress. So I do links between posts here. And then so when I copy and paste it over, all the stuff that I post on Medium, all my links are still intact. So it'll just link back to my blog. So that's one way to get traffic. Embed links, do internal links on your WordPress website. Then when you publish onto Medium, you're creating internal links that'll send people back to your website, right? And the cool thing about sending people back to your website is just that there are a couple different things that you can do on your website that you can't do on Medium. And one is to like blatantly promote a lot of your products. So on my WordPress website, I have links to all my different books, etc., which is something that you don't necessarily want to do on Medium all the time, right? But we'll go here, we'll go to this section. Then here, I just hit paste, all my content pops up. I'll go here, I'll copy and paste the headline, paste that here, so the title comes up. If you want to add a little subheadline here, type it in. You can highlight it, do that lowercase t, that creates that nice, cool little gray looking subhead. And then you can hit this plus button if you want to add a photo. Boom, now you have your photo, right? And so then you go through, and then you'll have to do little formatting things sometimes, like it'll add an extra thing there. You have to do that. Maybe you want to do something cool, like add a little divider or a separator. You could hit that button, do that. So you go through, you just make sure it looks the way that you want it to look. There you go. And then usually here on my main WordPress blog, I don't add those calls to action, but you're gonna wanna add a call to action. And so what I do is I just take my call to action that I already have from another post. Go all the way to the bottom here. Take my call to action, copy that. And then I add that at the bottom, right? So I'll go through and publish. Boom. So now my article is published, but then here's the second step you're going to want to do. So after your article is published, or let's say it goes into a publication and it takes them a while to publish it, but then you find out it's published, you go back, you go into this button right here that says Story Settings. You're going to scroll down. You're going to go to, actually, not scroll down. You're going to go to this Advanced Settings section right here. And then you're going to want to go down to this button that says Advanced Settings, and this is going to say Customize Canonical Link. You hit that button, and then you take the link of your published article. And then you put that right here. Then you hit the save canonical link. I'm not going to do it just because it's for informational purposes, and I'm actually going to delete this. But what that'll do is simply it's going to tell search engines that the original article is published on your WordPress blog. And so the cool thing, one of the things you want to do for SEO is get people to link to your website to give your website more authority. Now, usually people aren't going to link to your WordPress blog because it's going to be very hard to find it. But if you're on Medium, which gets a lot of traffic and your stories get in front of a lot of people, naturally links can go to those articles. But what happens when you create something called a canonical link, what it does is create something called a 301 redirect. And all that means is that when someone links to my Medium post,